At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Business and tourism groups continue to speak out against the so-called bathroom bill. The Texas Association of Business last week announced a $1 million ad buy across the state to oppose restricting access of transgender Texans to public restrooms and other facilities. TAB radio ads begin running today. One airing in the Dallas area zeroes in on the city's hopes of hosting the NFL draft next year.
As a lifelong Cowboys fan, I'm thrilled that the 2018 NFL draft could be in Dallas. But all of that could be in jeopardy. These bathroom bills won't make us safer. But if they pass, the NFL could reject Dallas's bid to host the draft.
Angela Hale is a spokesperson for the Keep Texas Open for Business Coalition associated with the TAB.
We believe that a bathroom bill would result in terrible economic consequences for the state on sporting events, on talent, on tourism, on investment, on growth, on our small businesses.
A Senate committee passed Senate Bill 3 last week. It would require people to use the bathroom that matches the sex on their birth certificate in government buildings and public schools. Texas senators have given preliminary approval to extending a study of why an alarming number of Texas mothers are dying after childbirth. Senate Bill 17 would allow the Task Force on Maternal Mortality and Morbidity to continue its work until 2023. That includes looking at what other states are doing to curb their maternal death rates and to better help women with postpartum depression. The task force found that between 2011 and 2012, nearly 200 Texas mothers died less than a year after childbirth, mostly from heart disease, drug overdoses, and high blood pressure. Democrats say the state needs to spend money to extend Medicaid to women for a year after giving birth. They now have to leave the program after 60 days. El Paso's Jose Hernandez says that's when women need the help most.
Time treatment is known to be one of the biggest factors in making sure that postpartum depression is treated.
The chamber is expected to pass the bill, which has bipartisan support, on a third reading today. This summer, KERA's education reporters are profiling folks making a difference in North Texas schools. We're calling them American Graduate Champions. Today, what happens when your school heads to the state championship for smart kids 3 years running? Students take notice, and the academic decathlon team doubles in size. KERA's Bill Zeeble visits Segoville High School in Dallas, and the force behind this team, teacher Mark Harrington.
So for our purposes, we want to ask the question, why Africa?
Mark Harrington sits in a classroom in the middle of July. A couple dozen kids have shown up. They aren't summer school students who need to fix failed grades. They're part of Segoville's academic decathlon team. Harrington's the coach, and he's recruited a lot of these kids. He's lecturing on Africa, the topic of this year's academic decathlon. Harrington points to pictures of primates and humans.
You need to know these stages. You need to know Homo sapiens sapiens all the way back to Australopithecus robustus. After we've become state champions, then, okay, you can forget.
Winning that championship is partly what this summer prep course is about. Students are pouring through 950 pages of research on Africa, but they don't mind.
I like learning, whether it's during school or not. I don't miss an opportunity to learn.
Gamaliel Flores is a newbie decathlete who could have slept in this summer.
I'm already used to the schedule I had for school, so this is really nothing.
What amounts to something is the growth of this team. Harrington says last year there were 30 students. Now it's nearly doubled, up to 57.
Nothing succeeds like success. You know, we've had 3 years of success, and when the kids see that, I think it becomes something they want to be a part of. And, you know, like, these are the kind of kids that actually like learning things.
They have a lot to learn on African music, literature, social studies. They're preparing for regional and state competitions where they'll be quizzed, give speeches, write essays. Brandon Mather found he loved the challenge and needed it too.
In school, normally I don't bother studying. I don't ever read anything. I just do the work and pass. But in academic decathlon, I did actually have to study, and I had to go over work and remember things. So it was challenging to me.
Harrington learned He loved challenging these kids because he'd see them grow as a result. He used to worry he was too harsh.
I had a kid call me once on the day of a competition. I can't come because of a headache that my mother has. I'm like, nope, you're coming. Calls me back with excuse number two. I can't come. And finally, I just said, you know what? You figure out how to get here, but you get here. And you know what? Got there and competed.
Harrington says there's no room for excuses.
You've got to step up to the plate, and whether you swing and hit or swing and miss, you got to swing.
That kind of tough love worked for 18-year-old Gideon Dailino.
You know, you need to be honest with them, saying, hey, you know, you messed up here, do better, or I'm going to cut you. And he was brutally honest with me, and I'd rather someone be honest with me than sugarcoat it.
Gideon decided he didn't want to disappoint, so he worked harder. Andrew Villagomez learned a lot of similar lessons from Harrington.
I don't trust anybody without a dark side. Someone who opens you up to reality and gives you a reality check, whether it's money, people, or the world in general. He taught me how to deal with people I don't like. Keep your patience. Just be as calm as you can.
Seekerville Principal Angela West expects one of these days Harrington's team will take the state title.
A champion wins, and he has a winning spirit. You know, champions inspire others around them to do more. And so that's what Mr. Harrington has done for our students. He inspires me to do more.
Harrington wouldn't have it any other way. He loves teaching.
You tear up at graduation. It sounds trite, but you do come to love them. You know, some of these kids have had hardship after hardship, and they keep focusing on something down the road that they want to get to. And if I can help them to see something down the road that's better, you know, I consider myself lucky.
Harrington calls academic decathlon so much fun, he's amazed he gets paid. Being the coach, he says, has been a blessing. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
It's 8:30.